Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we are looking at a piece by Brett Allegre Wood called Your AI is Creating More Work, Not Less, the 40% Rework Trap.
And if you have been wondering why your AI rollout feels like it is adding to the workload rather than reducing it, this article is going to make a lot of sense.
The headline number comes from a Workday survey analyzed by CIO Magazine. Roughly 40% of the time your team saves using AI tools is immediately eaten up by fixing the mistakes those tools make.
So for every 10 hours gained, 4 disappear into cleanup.
That is right. And the article gives this a name, work slop. It is the low quality, inaccurate, or subtly wrong content that AI generates with total confidence, which someone then has to catch and correct before it goes anywhere useful.
The confidence piece is what makes it dangerous. A blank page tells you nothing is done. An AI output that looks polished but is factually wrong? That is a much harder problem.
Brett makes that point directly. For complex work, analyst reports, legal summaries, client proposals, the confident-looking output is often more dangerous than starting from scratch.
So who is doing the actual catching? Who absorbs the cleanup?
Here is where it gets uncomfortable. The Workday study found it lands on your best people, your most engaged, most forward-thinking staff. 77% of daily AI users audit AI output with the same rigor or greater rigor than they would apply to work from a human colleague.
Because they know exactly what the AI gets wrong.
Exactly. And that burden adds up. For highly engaged employees, it burns up to 1.5 weeks of lost time per year.
1.5 weeks? That is not a rounding error.
And the downstream effect is serious. Your top performers stop doing high-impact strategic work because they are too busy proofreading a machine, and they're the ones most likely to leave when they have had enough of it.
Right. But here's the disconnect I keep hearing from owners. My adoption numbers look great. Leadership says it is working. How did those two pictures coexist?
There is data in the article that answers that directly. 92% of senior executives say AI makes them more productive. Only 40% of non-managers say it saves them any time at all.
The bosses think it is working. The people doing the work are drowning.
And it comes down to what is being measured. Most AI dashboards capture gross efficiency. Words generated, time to first draft, adoption rates. They do not capture revision rounds, senior review time, or the friction of fixing hallucinations.
The article puts it well. Metrics aimed at time saved can completely lose sight of the quality of the results. Speed is up, but if mistakes and frustration are climbing alongside it, the tool is adding friction, not removing it.
And that brings us to mandating adoption, because a lot of businesses have gone there. Tie AI usage to performance reviews, force the numbers up. Seems logical.
How's that working out?
Not well. A Harvard Business Review study found that employees who feel forced to use AI show a 65% higher self-reported rate of producing work slop compared to those who are simply encouraged.
65% higher? You are actively making the problem worse.
When people use a tool they do not trust and haven't been trained on properly, they do not improve. They perform compliance. They generate AI output to hit their metrics, knowing full well it is low quality.
And the same study found that employees who suspect the real goal is replacement, not support, are the most likely to produce that low-quality work. So what you communicate about why you are doing this matters as much as the tools themselves.
The training gap compounds all of it. 66% of leaders say AI skills training is a top investment priority, but only 37% of daily AI users say they have actually had increased access to training.
Leaders are calling it a priority and not delivering it. And for the people actively struggling with these tools, 54% think their required skills have simply not been updated. They don't know where to start. The article is clear that effective training is not showing someone how to write a basic prompt. It means teaching teams how to evaluate output, how to spot hallucinations, how to integrate AI into specific workflows safely, and critically, giving people the explicit permission to reject AI output when it's not good enough. Making it safe to say the AI got this wrong. Without it feeling like career risk.
Exactly. Brett lays out 5 actions in the article. The core of it is shifting from measuring gross efficiency to measuring net value. Stop tracking time to first draft. Start tracking the whole life cycle. Generation, revision, senior review, final quality.
And talk to your non-managers. not the leadership team, the people actually doing the work. A 20-minute session. Believe what they tell you. My single action for this week, audit one AI-heavy workflow end-to-end. Map the generation time, the revision rounds, the senior review hours. Find out whether it's a net gain or a drain. Mine? If you have AI usage tied to performance reviews, remove it this week. Replace it with a quality outcome metric. Measure what the AI produces, not how many times it gets opened. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to work out where AI is genuinely augmenting your business and where it's creating drag, there's a free AI audit you can book there too. Good one to read.